A Prayer for Spiritual Protection, November 2019. O Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father, this prayer is offered for myself, for my family, and for our church. For the glory of your hallowed name, O God, and by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ who lives in us, help us to pray as we ought in spirit and in truth. Set us free from all fear, anxiety, and stress. Deliver us from stray thoughts of the world and disruptive distractions of the enemy. Make the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord God, our rock and our redeemer. Claiming the promises of your holy word, O God, we come before you as your children, your servants, and temples of your Holy Spirit. For it is no longer we who live, but you, Lord Christ, who live in us. And you who live in us are infinitely greater than the prince of this world. It is in your holy name and with your kingdom authority, Lord Jesus, that we pray. For it is you whom we belong to and you whom we serve. It is at your name, O Christ, that every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that you are Lord of all, to the glory of God, our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, as you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to destroy the works of the devil, so you now send us, continuing the work which he had begun. Like Jesus, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world, but your weapons, O God, which have divine power to demolish ungodly strongholds, arguments, and lofty opinions. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that in this battle against the prince of this world, no visible or invisible weapons formed against us by the enemy will prevail. No weapons of the enemy, be they emotional, financial, social, physical, sexual, mental, personal, spiritual, or legal, will succeed. The battle is yours, O Lord God, and you give power over the enemy into our hands. We thank you for delivering us from conflicts without and from fears within, and not letting the devil get a foothold in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for protecting us from Satan's works, efforts, tricks, and attacks. We thank you for tearing down anything that sets itself up against the knowledge of you, O God, and for taking captive every thought to make it obedient to you, Lord Christ. In you we lift up and enforce your plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan and against all those who do his evil work. According to your holy word, O God, our battle is not against human flesh and blood, but against the demonic rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against all the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for baptism in the Holy Spirit. According to your righteous command, O God, we put on your armor and your garments, truth to cover our inner parts and our wills, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our hearts and our emotions, the gospel of peace to cover our feet and our paths, the shield of faith to cover our bodies, our souls, and our spirits, to put out all the flaming darts of the enemy, the helmet of salvation to cover our heads, our minds, and our thoughts, the Lord Jesus Christ, his robe of righteousness, and your glory, O God, which is our rear guard. At your command, O God, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use your word against all the forces of evil that come against us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say to those who have in mind only the worldly ways of man, get behind us, Satan. We thank you that, by your blood, O Christ, by the word of our testimony, we overcome every diabolical scheme of Satan, which works against your will concerning our lives, our families, our marriages, and our church. For you, Lord God, bless and protect the righteous. You cover us with favor as with a shield. You keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us in the shelter of your wings. In you, Christ Jesus, our set time of favor will not be taken away by the enemy. For you bless those who bless us, and you curse those who curse us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we carry out your judgment against Satan and all his demons, and we war in the spirit of Elijah. We confess to you the sins and iniquities of our parents, grandparents, and previous ancestors. Set us free from ancient evil spirits, family curses, ungodly soul ties, and demonic strongholds. We thank you for nullifying and canceling them by the sword of your mouth, by the blood of your sacrifice, and by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that all intergenerational strongholds, idols, covenants, contracts, and ungodly beliefs that work against, oppose, or hinder the fulfillment of your plans and purposes for us are hereby broken, torn down, and destroyed. In your holy name, O Christ, we are released from any and all evil influences passed down from one generation to another, bodily, sexually, socially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, or by any other way known to you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and cast out blocking and manipulating evil spirits, especially those that try to act as gatekeepers or doorkeepers to our souls and spirits. We forgive all those who have sinned against us, and we pray for your blessings upon them. We ask forgiveness for those we have sinned against, and we pray for your blessing upon them. We nullify, renounce, and repent of all roots of bitterness, especially against our parents, and all ungodly judgments, self-fulfilling prophecies, inner vows, and self-curses. We repent of our sins, we receive your forgiveness, and we are cleansed by your precious blood. All spiritual doorways open to the enemy by our sins or the sins of others are now closed. They are sealed shut forever by your Holy Spirit. Where there was darkness, now there is light and a fresh filling of your living water. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ, we reject all of Satan's temptations, tricks, and lies in our lives. We thank you, Lord Christ, that you have redeemed us. You've called us by name, and we are yours. When we pass through the waters, you are with us. When we wade through the rivers, they do not sweep over us. When we walk through the fire, we are not burned. The flames do not set us ablaze. For you, O Lord God of the Holy One of Israel, you are our Savior. We are honored and precious in your sight, and you love us more than we can imagine. Heavenly Father, in the love of Jesus Christ, gently destroy all ungodly pride, habits, addictions, associations, inclinations, desires, deceitful lusts, fantasies, relationships, obstacles, idols, and attitudes in our lives. Renew our conscious and unconscious minds and purify our memories, imaginations, consciences, and dreams so that our bodies, souls, and spirits are transformed to the ways of your perfect kingdom. As we commit our hands to the plow and not the past, we set our eyes on things above and not below. For your plan is to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us hope and a future. Your promise is that the best is yet to come. Sickness and disease are far from us because you, Lord Christ, have taken upon yourself our illnesses and injuries. By your wounds we are healed. By your grace we are saved. By your truth we are set free. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim the authority of Christ over the airways, mountains, regions, and domains, that the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to the eternal purpose of God. We call upon Michael, Gabriel, our guardian angels, and all your heavenly hosts, intercessors, and watchmen, to lift us up in the palm of their hands, lest we strike our feet against a stone. We claim the power of your spoken word, O God, and the power of our personal prayers to fill the bowls of heaven and to strengthen the hand of your holy angels for battle. As they defeated Satan and his angels in heaven, so they now protect us, our families, our homes, our cars, our possessions, and our church in this world. O Lord God Almighty, you oppose those who come against us, and you fight against those who attack us, our families, and our church. Thank you for taking hold of shield and sword and standing up for our help. Thank you for drawing out also your spear and stopping those who try to hurt us. Put on your garments of war, gather your weapons, and make ready your arrows. Deliver us from all our enemies, O Lord God. Help us to resist and silence them until they are thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, never to rise again. Make evil spirits submit and obey us in the precious and powerful name of Jesus Christ. O Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father, you are our God, and there is none like you. The whole earth is filled with your glory and grace. In your divine plan, you give us power to run through the enemy's lines and leap over walls. You make us strong and make our way perfect. You make our feet secure and give us strength so we're able to withstand evil, and having done all, to stand firm on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. For your name's sake, O God, you train our hands for war and our fingers for battle. You give us supernatural strength and abilities so that our arms can bend a bow of bronze. You are our rock, our shield, and our strong tower. You are the way, the truth, and life. In you we live and move and have our being. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for blessing us, protecting us, and empowering us by your Holy Spirit. Our strength is not in our might nor in our power, but in your Spirit, O God, who lives in us. For when our enemies come like a flood, your Holy Spirit lifts up a shield against them. In you we tear down all the walls of the enemy and declare that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. By your grace we are filled with your Holy Spirit, strengthened by the fruit of your Spirit, and empowered with the gifts of your Spirit. As we submit to you, Lord Jesus Christ, we resist the devil and he must flee from us. We cast out spirits of heaviness, oppression, depression, and despair. We shall not be moved. We receive the shield of your salvation, O God. Your right hand saves us from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. In the shadow of your wings we find safe refuge. Your faithfulness is our shield and rampart. We do not fear the terror of night nor the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. No harm will befall us. No disaster will come near our tent. For you, Lord God, rescue us and protect us because we acknowledge your holy name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that your prayer shield, anointing, truth, word, and the blood of Christ form walls of protection around us, our families, our homes, our cars, and our church, and hide us from the attacks of our enemies, from the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, from evil forces in the heavenly realms, from familiar spirits, territorial spirits, blocking spirits, harassing spirits, and any and all demons. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon us and the cross of Jesus Christ before us. According to your will, O God, there shall be no breaks or cracks in these walls of protection. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that you have become our light and our salvation. We shall not fear. You, Lord God, are the stronghold of our lives. We shall not be afraid. When evildoers assail us, working evil against us, our adversaries and foes shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war break out against us, yet will we be confident. For you, Lord God, keep us safe in the day of trouble. You hide us in the shelter of your tent and set us high upon a rock. Heavenly Father, through faith in Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit is upon us and within us. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord God. As you prune us and strengthen us, we grow in faith and knowledge and understanding of the hope to which you have called us. As a brand plucked from the fire, O God, we pray against all of Satan's lying efforts to snatch away the word sown into our hearts, that we might bear fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we expose and oppose all the warring schemes of the devil who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. We pray against any evil interference with God-given thoughts, inspirations, and revelations. In preparation for your coming, Lord Jesus Christ, open wide the floodgates of heaven that rivers of living water would flow through us and into the thirsty hearts of unbelievers. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray against any and all ungodly laws, contracts, and government regulations concerning our lives, our families, and our church, so that we may prosper in the place where you have put us and the land in which we live. We thank you that our times and seasons are in your hands, Lord God, and they shall not be changed or adjusted by anyone or anything. As we daily walk in your Spirit, O Christ, we do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to know if they are from you. By faith, our open eyes see the movements of your Holy Spirit, who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and the movements of the spirit of Antichrist, who does not. By faith, our open ears hear the voice of your Holy Spirit, and the clear and continuous words and warnings coming from you. For your name's sake, O God, help us to hear your voice clearly, and grant us the faith and courage and wisdom to obey completely. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we live this day according to your timetable and calendar. Your plan is our plan. Your will is our will. In your Lamb's book of life, our names are written. In the heavenly book were written all of our days, when as yet there were none of them. Even the day of our death is determined only by you. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We therefore submit ourselves to you alone. In you alone, O Christ, we come boldly before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, as we seek to love you with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds, and all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, perfect all things within us for the sake of Jesus Christ and for the glory of your holy and precious name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray against all the enemy's false spoken words, false claims, slander, and verbal attacks, and any evil attempts to destroy us, our ministries, our families, our marriages, and our church. Heavenly Father, cause the heavens to bow down with your judgment upon them. Cast forth lightning to scatter them, and shoot out your arrows to rid us of them. Let them not diminish our prestige or reputation by their evil efforts, activities, and deceptions. Make mercy for the minds of our enemies, O God, and cause their hearts to repent. Heavenly Father, we pray that you overturn the work of troublemakers, persecutors, and character assassins, whether intentional or unintentional. Expose Satan's servants and children, especially doctors, nurses, caregivers, politicians, police, judges, journalists, lawyers, prosecutors, teachers, clergy, and all in positions of authority. Deliver us from false apostles, deceitful workers, and all who masquerade as servants of righteousness. Deliver us from deceiving spirits, things taught by demons, and hypocritical liars. Give us your discernment and power to identify, resist, rebuke, and overcome the evil plots and plans set up for our destruction. Graciously open their eyes to the destructiveness of their ways and lead them into godly repentance. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of his precious blood, we cancel and repeal all the enemy's ill-spoken words, evil wishes, incantations, divinations, spells, hexes, jinxes, curses, witchcraft prayers, black magic, and every idle word or oracle spoken contrary to your heavenly plans and purposes for us. We reject all the enemy's curses spoken against us, our families, our marriages, and our church. We declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, and they shall not take root. We reject all evil thoughts sown into our minds by the enemy, and we pray against and nullify all evil thoughts about us sown into the minds of those around us. We nullify and cancel the evil powers of any physical objects given to us or brought into our homes, into our church, or into our workplaces. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for rebuking and bringing to a halt any further movements and activities of the enemy coming against us, our families, and our church, from the underworld, from death, from Hades, from the sea, from the abyss, or any spiritual places. Rise up, O judge of the earth, and come, that the prince of this world will be driven out. Destroy all the evil works of witches, warlocks, coven members, and all who war against your people, as you did with Jannes and Jambres in the days of Moses. Nullify the evil omens of Satan worshippers, liars, astrologers, psychics, sorcerers, and the like. Foil the signs of false prophets and make fools of the devil's diviners. Make their deceitful paths slippery and frustrate their ways of wickedness. Heavenly Father, we pray for the coming of your kingdom, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for the defeat of all of Satan's servants. Make every undercover, hidden, and secret effort and activity of the enemy fail, especially the deceitful infiltration of our church. Command your holy angels concerning us, O God, to guard us in all our ways. In holy righteousness, Lord Jesus, rebuke the beast, the dragon, the false prophet, the Chaldeans, the prince of Towns County, the prince of Hiawassee, the prince of Clay County, the prince of Hayesville, the moon god, Ra, Abaddon, Apollyon, Jezebel, Baal, Beelzebub, Asherah, Molech, Marduk, Belial, and Python. Let no principalities, powers, dominions, or authorities of the enemy persevere against your angels, level attacks against your church, or harm your saints. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind, renounce, and cast out all evil spirits, spirits of pride, spirits of idolatry, spirits of deceit, spirits of unforgiveness, spirits of lust, spirits of fear, spirits of confusion, spirits of illness, spirits of shame, spirits of guilt, spirits of rejection, and all associated evil spirits. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you all. Any evil or unclean spirits attacking us, our families, or our church, be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and go to the feet of Jesus Christ to be dealt with according to his will. We gratefully receive the filling of your Holy Spirit, O God, in the empty spaces within our souls, so that unclean spirits will never return again. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that our hope is in you, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. We cast all our fears upon you because you care about us. It is your love that brings healing to the unhealthy wounds and emotional scars within us. It is in your peaceful presence that we lie down and sleep, for you alone make us dwell in safety. You alone give us strength when we are weary and power when we are weak. In you alone we run and do not grow weary. We walk and do not grow faint. We soar like eagles. It is in you alone, Lord Christ, that resting in the kingdom of God is our destiny. Your favor, grace, honor, and heavenly blessings now replace any and all negative feelings, perceptions, thoughts, and ungodly beliefs about ourselves, our families, our marriages, our church, our community, and our nation. Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, you put your Holy Spirit upon us and within us. As salt and light in the world, you have appointed us and anointed us to preach good news to the poor. You've sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of our Father's favor and the day of judgment of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who live in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair, that they would become oaks of righteousness for the display of your mighty splendor, O God. Heavenly Father, you've given us a great desire for the greatest desires of your heart, the salvation of all souls and the healing of all people. O Lord God, consider the threats of the enemy and enable us to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. By your Spirit, make us instruments of your peace. Grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grant us the serenity to make ourselves vulnerable as necessary as servants of others, the courage to set boundaries when necessary for the care of ourselves, and the wisdom to know the difference. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the finances and resources that are necessary for the work of your kingdom and for the building up of our Christian community. We thank you that every resource necessary for us to fulfill your plans and purposes comes to us in your perfect timing. Grant us, O God, according to your infinite favor and goodness, the treasures of darkness and the riches stored in secret places. By this we know that you are the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls us by name and leads us out. Grant these riches, O God, not to fulfill fleshly desires, but only for the work you've given us to do. For your glory, Lord, deliver us from both worldly excess and ungodly poverty. Give us this day our daily bread, lest we have too much and disown you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for placing upon our lives, our families, our marriages, and our church the following anointings for health, strength, and prosperity, so that your holy name is glorified in all the world. The anointing of Adam, the anointing of Abraham, the anointing of Melchizedek, the anointing of Isaac, the anointing of Jacob, the anointing of Joseph, the anointing of Joshua, the anointing of Deborah, the anointing of Hannah, the anointing of Elijah, the anointing of Jabez, the anointing of Solomon, the anointing of Uzziah, the anointing of Mary, the anointing of John the Baptist, the anointing of the Messiah. Heavenly Father, by faith in Jesus Christ, we are born again by the Holy Spirit and fire. Holy Spirit, you are our helper, our healer, our shield, our guide, and our counselor. We thank you for helping us to pray and worship and for leading us into all truth. You have sealed us for the day of salvation and marked us as Christ's own forever. In you we feast on the abundance of your house and drink from the river of your delights. With you is the fountain of life, and in your light do we see light. Peace now is our overseer, righteousness is our ruler, our walls are salvation, and our gates praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great blessing of living in this land of Goshen, to increase in abundance and prosper in this land where we abide as your ambassadors, to have life and have it abundantly. And now, O Lord God, hear the prayers that we offer for our nation and for the nation of Israel. Restore in us the goodness of your glory and make us once again one nation under God. As we humble ourselves and seek your holy face and turn from our wicked ways, forgive the rebellious sins of your people, O God, and heal our broken land. Send your holy angels to encamp around us and deliver us from all our enemies. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ, we thank you for disarming the powers and authorities which were made a public spectacle by your triumph on the cross. By your Spirit, these prayers take on the power and effect of your flaming arrows, and they hit their targets according to your will, purpose, and plan. Send these words forth, O God, as heavenly winds in the places of the Spirit, to tear down and destroy the enemy's camps, to cause the four winds of heaven to blow as destroying, conquering winds. Make all evil and unclean spirits set loose from the evil assignments become part of your footstool, Lord Jesus, to surrender to you or be trampled under your feet. Heavenly Father, show us the way we should go, for to you we surrender our souls and bodies. Rescue us from our enemies, O Lord, for we hide ourselves in you. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Lead us on level ground, for we are your servants. Lead us not into temptation. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from the evil one. Make us lie down in green pastures. Lead us beside still waters and restore our souls. Thank you for guiding us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for we know you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us, and goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for success and progress, that we are more than conquerors through you who love us. You, Lord God, bless the work of our hands. By you and through you and for you, we accomplish great things. Now the kingdom and the authority of your Christ rules and reigns, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the power, the purpose, and the effect of these words are now bound in heaven and on earth by your mighty word, by the precious blood of Christ, and by your Holy Spirit. To your eternal glory, O God, our Heavenly Father, we commit this prayer in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Amen.